Hi, I'm Rifaro, and I think you're going to love this podcast. So if you stay online long enough, you're probably going to stumble across something weird. Whether it's a random bot account on Twitter that replies to really niche tweets, or something darker. If there's one thing we've learned in the last couple of years, is that we're all experiencing very different sides of the internet. So this week, I thought that I would recommend you three podcasts about some of the darker sides of the internet. Whether that's the world of hackers, people operating on the darknet, or accidental hacktivism. I think you're going to love these podcasts. The first podcast that I want to recommend to you is Mother Hacker.
Hello.
Welcome back.
What is all of this?
Welcome to the world of manipulation.
Mother Hacker is an audio drama podcast about a woman who, in a moment of desperation, finds herself pulled into the mysterious world of identity theft. Here's a clip.
What kind of person falls for a hack?
Is it laundry?
Yes.
I'm calling from Destiny's Pass in Idaho Falls. We've been trying to reach you.
Is everything okay?
We have an urgent situation.
Oh my God, is Dan okay?
What kind of person tracks down a voice on the other end of a call?
Are you crazy? You're tracking down a hacker? This is way too dangerous for you. You are not Carmen Sandiego. You're the head of the PTA.
Introducing Mother Hacker.
Mother Hacker is a 9-part series that explores the chain of events that lead a woman named Bridget to go from trying to track down the anonymous caller who tried to hack her to becoming one herself. Mother Hacker is a really great series about what happens when the opportunity to make a lot of money comes with the price of potentially ruining the life of someone just like you. Starring Carrie Coon as Bridget, alongside a great cast including Pedro Pascal and Alan Cumming, Mother Hacker is a really great podcast about the thought processes that go into scams and how Bridget's desperation, paired with the promise of a lucrative but very shady future, leads her down the dark path into cybercrime. I really loved how fast-paced each episode was and how it brought in other characters through snatch but revealing conversations. And I think you will too. It's an audio drama, so I would really recommend starting with episode 1, Robocalls. The second podcast that I want to recommend to you is Darknet Diaries.
These are true stories from the dark side of the internet.
Darknet Diaries is a podcast about cybercrime, shady government activity, hackers, and a really broad range of things that dwell in the hidden parts of our networks. Here's a clip.
There are some hacker stories that really scare me, and this is one of them. This one had a potential of causing a worldwide economic crisis. The world's governments are growing in sophistication, and they're training their troops to hack, and they're building cyber weapons. And while governments are hacking into other governments, sometimes governments hack into private companies or cities' infrastructure. Our electrical grid and food supplies weren't built to withstand a fighter jet bombing them. But should they be built to withstand a nation-state actor trying to hack into them and destroy them? Maybe.
Each episode of Darknet Diaries delves into a different true story from the dark side of the internet. From credit card fraud to why I am terrified of ever connecting to public Wi-Fi again, Darknet Diaries explores the crimes and secret activities happening all around us online. The podcast does a really good job of exploring some of the ways in which cybercrime affects so many people's daily lives and gives really helpful insights into how you can protect yourself while also sharing some really gripping stories about hacking, crime, and the people working to change the way we interact online. If you're looking for somewhere to start, I would recommend starting with episode 56, Jordan, which is about a teenage boy whose online activity led to a visit from the FBI. Or episode 27, Chartbreakers, a fun episode about how a group of people manipulated the Apple podcast chart. And the final podcast I want to recommend to you is Daughters of DC.
It's no secret that in Washington, DC, corruption is everywhere. You could say it's gone viral, and I should know. My mom's the Speaker of the House. My name is James Parker. My friends are all in the same boat, daughters of the DC elite. When you're this close to power, there's nowhere to hide. And when my friends and I got a little too visible, our parents broke us up. But now I need them back, because I'm in deep. You see, I'm a bit of a hacker.
Daughters of DC is an audio drama podcast about a group of teenage girls navigating friendship, relationships, and the role their parents' political careers have on their lives.
We just witnessed a murder. If you had the power to make a difference, who would you protect? Your family? Your friends? Your country? I thought I knew. Wow, there's a lot here. Interviews? Affidavits? I'll just download this. Whoa, hold up. The files are all disappearing. Where are they going? I'm not doing anything.
Set in an American high school filled with the teenage children of high-powered politicians, Daughters of DC follows four girls as they're thrust in the middle of a global conspiracy that threatens to expose some of DC's most influential families, including their own. I love a good teen thriller, and if you like stories about espionage and friendship that also deal with issues like consent, politics, and power, I think you're going to like this podcast and love listening to each of the characters as they find their path and learn how to navigate their lives in the shadow of their parents' political careers. Daughters of DC is an audio drama series, so I'd really recommend starting with episode 1, The Party. And those are 3 podcasts all about the dark side of the internet that I think you're going to love. As always, I would love to hear your recommendations, and I'm wishing you a great start to the week. You're Gonna Love This Podcast is made by me, Rafara Faith. If you have any recommendations, listen to a podcast that I mentioned, or just want to get in touch, you can follow the podcast on Twitter at Love This Podcast. I'd really appreciate it if you shared the podcast, gave it a review on iTunes, or told a friend about it. I hope that I recommended you at least one podcast that you like the sounds of, and I'm wishing you a great start to the week. Bye!